with the beat of music in the background and barbecue scented in the air. There's nothing really unusual at first look at this welcome back party for USF students on the Tampa campus. You look a little closer, though, and you'll find there are student veterans here.
Yep, we have free planners.
Maggie Hall is helping at the student government table.
It's for veterans, so if you have your military and student ID.
What are you giving out to veterans?
The R shirt that we have. So it's just a USF 2013 R shirt.
And why just specifically to veteran students?
We have a partnership with Veteran Services, so we're just trying to figure out a way to honor them, type of thing.
At the next table, Victor Benoit collected his free T-shirt from the Student Veterans Association. He is a former Army military police soldier and a USF criminology major.
It's a totally different lifestyle between military and being back to school, and some people say it's hard. It's a case-by-case situation and whether or not you're an adaptive person. You know, when I came back, it was a fairly easy transition.
The USF Office of Veteran Services and the Student Veterans Association are set up to ease that transition. Benoit was impressed to learn of their Got Your Six program.
Anyone that's been in the military, when they hear I Got Your Six, they understand exactly what that means before even coming through the door to get that information. So what I'm seeing that it says, hey, they got your back as far as maybe that transition from active duty life over into the civilian side.
Benoit is the battalion leader of the USF Army ROTC. So he'll return to active duty when he graduates this winter instead of joining the Student Veterans Association. Patrick Schweikert, a leader with the SVA, says the organization is reaching out to the estimated 1,700 student veterans on campus.
And the fact that our numbers for our group are less than 100 registered is a little alarming. So we're like, you know, aren't we like blowing the roof off this place? So we just got to kind of do that outreach thing. So that's one of our main focuses.
The SVA is aiming to double its 90 members by spring semester. So the leadership is working to offer more services, like tutoring and partnerships with local businesses.
Community outreach with business partnerships, you know, getting vets jobs, because that's a big push as well. Ray made a connection over the summer with Jacobs Technology, and we actually had our first student veteran female get a part-time job with them that we helped facilitate.
In addition to building partnerships, Schweikert and SVA President Ray Mollison spent their summer doing outreach. They taught about 200 USF faculty and staff how to help student veterans transition into college in their Got Your Six workshops. And former SVA President Kirsten Downs biked across America helping to raise money and visibility for the USF chapter.
Our chapter here is really almost like a spearhead for, you know, the national chapter, because so much of what we have done and what we are doing and, you know, continuing to do with back here, making connections, doing a lot more partnerships here with the office here. There's a couple of things.
One upcoming event is the Tampa Bay Tech Forum, September 10th. It's an internship fair for student veterans studying engineering and technology. They also have teams signed up to run in the annual 2013 Run for the Fallen. And there's the chili cook-off this fall. But one of their biggest goals, Schweikert says, is getting in-state tuition for Florida student veterans.
I'm not sure why Florida, being the second or third largest veteran population for student vets and veteran population in general, has not passed this. So we're going to start pushing out letters and getting people to contact congressmen, senators, House members for the state as well as national, but I think we need to focus on the state first.
For a second year in a row, the Florida legislature failed to pass a bill that would have given student veterans in-state tuition without having to wait a year. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.